It's the birth anniversary today of Emily Bronte, and Fiona Barnes has some thoughts about the famous English novelist in her childhood.
Emily Bronte wrote just one novel in her relatively short life, Wuthering Heights. But what a novel it is! And its impassioned romantic reach has extended far beyond the bleak Yorkshire moors, where that dark story of Heathcliff and Cathy's unrequited love was set. It was on similar moors that Emily Bronte and her five siblings spent their childhood in the early 1800s. Her father, a country minister and writer, was posted to the small town of Haworth when Emily was 2 years old. A year later, her mother died, leaving the six Bronte children to be raised by their Aunt Elizabeth, who came to stay with the struggling family. When she was six, Emily and her three older sisters were packed off to a grim boarding school, and soon two of them, Maria and Elizabeth, had died of the illness that they contracted there. Happily, Emily and Charlotte survived and returned to Haworth, where they rejoined their younger sister, Anne, and brother Branwell. Encouraged by their father in the physical and imaginative freedom they found playing and roaming the moors together, the four remaining Bronte children all resolved to become writers. They had been reading the Arabian Nights together, and so they called themselves the Genie. And as if by magic, little books began to appear, the texts in nearly microscopic handwriting, the books themselves made from scraps of paper, envelopes, bits of sugar bags. They began constructing fantasies that were based on the lives they invented for a troop of toy soldiers that their father had given Branwell. That led them to creating tales of two island worlds, Gondol and Galdin, and of a place called Glasstown. Later, in their 20s, and using a pen name, the Bronte sisters published a book of poems that went completely unnoticed. But this snub from the poetry world led all three of them to try novels instead in the next year. In 1848, not quite a year after Emily's Wuthering Heights appeared in print, she died of tuberculosis, which she had probably contracted the year before while attending her unfortunate brother's funeral. Emily was only 30, but at least the genie's lamp had granted her deepest creative wish.